I'm sure you were aware that over 160 people died as a result of the crash. And so far, the compensation that has been paid for, has been only for about 80 victims. And that compensation is actually the mandatory compensation as stipulated in the Nigerian Civil Aviation Act. It spells it out clearly that $30,000 should be paid immediately by the carrier within 30 days of the crash towards expenses for the victims of the crash. Unfortunately, so far, only 80 people have received that compensation. And even among the 80, about 20 people were paid half of what they were supposed to pay, which is a clear breach of the provisions of the Nigerian Civil Aviation Act. So we want to bring it to the attention of everyone, for the whole world to know that there's a lot of deception going on the part of the insurers of the Ghana Airlines, and also a lot of deception on the part of the lawyers of the insurers and also the airline itself, Ghana Airlines.
I understand also that you have written to a committee of the Nigerian Senate. What will be the purpose of your request?
The purpose of the request is to bring it to their attention, because they actually had a number of hearings in that committee just a few weeks after the crash. And they emphasized that it was important for the airline to pay that compensation, that initial $30,000, which was to offset expenses. Unfortunately, several months after the crash, a lot of people are still yet to be paid. Only 80 people have been paid that $30,000. We want to bring it to the attention of the committee so that the committee will be able to summon the stakeholders, like the airline, the insurers, and the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority, so that they can ensure that that $30,000 per victim is paid to the victims of the crash.
Did you bring this to the attention of the airlines in terms of why they have not been able to pay the full amount of compensation to your clients?
Yes, we brought it to their attention, and there was a particular forum that was held at the office of the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority at the International Airport, where the victims' families were allowed to ask questions, ask the Ghana Airlines official questions, and also their local insurers here in Nigeria, Prestige Insurance, were also there. And those questions were posed to them. Unfortunately, you know, the answers that they gave were not honest answers. It was very clear that they were not being straightforward.
Is it true that you have also or are going to be filing a lawsuit in the United States? And if that is true, what is the purpose of the lawsuit in the United States?
Yes, actually, we filed a lawsuit in the United States around October. And one of the major reasons why we decided to file in the U.S. is because of the inordinate delay that we have in the judicial system in Nigeria. On the average, it takes about 15 to 20 years to conclude a case, right from the High Court to the Court of Appeal and to the Supreme Court in Nigeria.